If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The son of Indian immigrants in the U.S., Raj became intrigued by the people of the tea lands on his return to India as a Fulbright Nehru scholar. He has since spent 15 years connecting Himalayan farmers to American markets. Raj founded Oregon-based Young Mountain Organic Tea Company in 2013. The company is a purpose-driven business praised for its high-grade whole-leaf teas. Young Mountain is currently engaged in an equity crowdfunding campaign on WeFunder that has generated more than $200,000. The campaign requires a minimum investment of $250,000 and has a goal of $375,000. Quote, Ross says sharing ownership aligns everyone's values. If the tea farmers do well, so do the tea drinkers and vice versa. And if we do it right, there will be plenty for everyone. End quote. Thanks so much for joining us on the TBiz podcast. I'm a longtime admirer of your work, and I'm excited to learn more about how your business model more closely connects the two furthest ends of the tea supply chain. So can you talk a bit about the factory and the delivery of handmade teas?
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And I likewise am very much a fan of the TBiz work and everything that you do, Dan. So thanks. Thanks for what you do on behalf of the industry to keep us better informed. Setting up the Kumaon Tea Factory represents a tremendously exciting milestone in our work to figure out what a smallholder farmer model for Indian tea looks like. Specifically, shifting ownership of high-quality specialty tea processing facilities into the hands of farmers is a big step forward in the work to help farmers raise the quality of their teas so that they can earn more and raise the quality of their lives. Basically, we've finished chapter zero. We've set up the legal and financial systems to launch an international joint venture with shared ownership between local farmers and our company. We've constructed a world-class tea processing facility with guidance from experts around the world and equipped it with two different production lines, one orthodox and one specialty, so we can meet the market demand where it's at. And really, the next part of chapter zero is to make good tea. And that'll really begin next April with the beginning of the 2025 tea harvest. So at this moment, we're just going through the permitting process and the organic certification so that come next April, when we're in a position to work with our farmer partners to make good tea.
Young Mountain has been selling Kumaon tea since 2013. How was it processed before the factory was built?
The existing tea production across Kumaon is done in government-owned and operated facilities. For about the last 25 years, all tea production has been managed by a government program. Their initial hope was that they would just be growing the tea and that private players would come and set up Botley factories. When that didn't happen, they were forced to set up their own processing facilities. But, you know, it's a government program whose objectives are to create livelihoods and not necessarily to make export-ready, world-class teas. So while they were phenomenally successful in doing the hardest part of tea by growing high-elevation organic tea bushes, they haven't had the access to the resources and expertise to process those teas. And so that's where we can step in and help complete the loop.
That's very insightful, Raj. Governments look to tea to earn foreign exchange dollars and to employ people in rural areas. They're also trying to create jobs for women. There are many, sometimes conflicting missions. Low on their list of priorities is making exquisite tea with multiple certifications. Yet ultimately, that is where the real money lies. It makes sense to organize the business into two tiers. You can't keep everybody working if you produce only 10,000 kilos by hand. When a factory produces 1 million kilos or more, everybody has a job. but then only a tiny fraction will be graded as top of the crop.
You hit on two really important limitations to what's happening in Kumau right now. One is, as you said, the processing, the quality of the teas and the certifications necessary to do well in the international market just haven't been a priority for the government. They've been trying to bring in as many farmers and targeting women farmers specifically. And they, again, were successful in that, but the priority wasn't on making really high-value tea. The second part that, as we pushed into this project, we learned is that the yield in Kumau is very low. It's about a fifth of what you would see in Darjeeling. So less than 100 kilos of made tea per hectare is on average what's happening now. So really, to make this economically viable in the long run, there's more than just processing of quality teas that needs to happen. There have to be investments into increasing the yield. And that's actually the next chapter of our work, which we've already begun into and done some trial experiments with different regenerative organic practices. But that kind of represents the frontier in the long-term huge potential for this region is not only making good tea, but making enough of it to support 10,000 farmers.
Where do you turn for capital and expertise, and how do you jumpstart a long-term venture? I want to hear more about your vision.
The financing of this work really does fit into the bigger vision for what we're trying to achieve, which is system change. We're trying to create a totally new model for the way that this work can happen. And hopefully this isn't applicable just to tea, but more broadly to all forms of agriculture. And so the work is what blends what was traditionally held as two separate mentalities. It's both a for-profit side and a nonprofit side. So we've been fortunate to have grant support from customers like Frontier Co-op, from government agencies like USAID, from equity investors like Acumen, Young Mountain. We put in our own money. We have additional customers that are interested in supporting it, because what they're supporting is not just the creation of one facility in one region that's going to make them food safe teas, which is also accurate, but they're supporting a bigger vision for a future of tea that's actually going to work into the future. And so, yeah, the process of securing that capital and support has been one of just really trying to be true to the spirit of what got me started in this direction initially, which is just a firsthand experience with the gulf of opportunity that exists between very talented farmers on the other side of the world and Western markets. I think that if more people had a chance to just spend time in the villages where their tea is grown, they would come to see these not as just like kind of exoticized farmers, but as real humans with real aspirations and a ton of drive, of course, with limitations and challenges and politics and all of that kind of stuff as well, but as humans. And when we've been able to communicate the human story of this work, it really rings true in a way that leads to financing. But it's been a very interesting journey in that we have to stay true, and not just like in our marketing materials, but in the actual day-to-day work, we have to stay true to who this is ultimately trying to serve, which is tea farmer and predominantly women tea farmers. And as an American male, sometimes there are cultural differences, gender differences, socioeconomic differences that we have to be cognizant of. But I think that what I felt blessed to have is the support and trust of our funding partners that we're going to do the hard work of staying true to that initial vision and integrity to come good on what our promises are to the farmers that we serve.
I found the ecosystem of rural entrepreneurs resilient, optimistic, and heartening.
One of the things that got me interested in doing this work at all is how present the spirit of entrepreneurship is in rural areas, not driven by markets or trying to grow businesses, but out of straight necessity. It takes a level of creativity just to make things work when infrastructure is not as well established, when financial systems don't allow for capital to flow in easily. There's a lot of depending on yourself and depending on your community that I really admire, appreciate, and want to support. So just to say, generally, rural entrepreneurship is not something that needs to be coached to a lot of these communities. They've already got it. Maybe it's not packaged or expressed in the same form that we're used to in the U.S., but it's a very familiar mentality for a lot of people to make, including our co-founder and CEO of the processing facility, Desmond Birkbeck. He can make things work. And just a super short story about the kind of entrepreneurship we're talking about. So we imported two types of machinery, as I mentioned. One to make orthodox production, so, you know, SFTG, FOP1, down to fannings and dust. And then a second line to make what we're calling specialty tea, which is small-scale machinery that's exclusively whole-leaf tea. So when it's steeped, you get the full bud set that comes through in the cup. So that specialty equipment all came from China, and it was delivered with no instructions, and all of the signage on it was in Mandarin. And so Desmond and the crew there used Google Translate, holding it up against the different plates, to understand what these machines were even for. Like, oh, here's the gas inlet. Here's where the exhaust is supposed to go. And they actually got all of the machinery to work. And I was just shocked by that. You know, like, that's a level of like, well, you know, I would be like, maybe we should call an expert. Maybe we should. No, they just grabbed in and dug in and figured it out. So anyway, that's just one example generally of the way that entrepreneurship is already present. But I guess what we're trying to do with this work and the ecosystem of support surrounding it is not have tea become a silver bullet solution that is a monocrop that becomes the only thing that farmers grow, but rather a backbone of support, an anchor to an annual income from a farmer. And all of the farmers that we work with aren't exclusively growing tea. They've dedicated a portion of the family's land to growing tea. And then they're also growing a lot of other food crops for both the home consumption as well as to sell in local markets. And so we think that's a really healthy approach, both for the farmers to have economic resilience against the failure of any one crop, but then also for the ecosystem as a whole, not to, as we know the limitations when you monoculture entire mountainsides. And so this is to get away from that.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.